Full name, Hossein Zahre Khiabani. I was born in Tabriz, Iran. Born 1962. And we are at the Zahre at Fly Trap. It's been here, this restaurant, as a fly trap since 88. And kind of Cinderella story for an immigrant to come here, work in a place first time, and then 20 years later, buy it and owns it. You could see the people when you say Hossein, like they were right in your face. 86 was like a few years after hostage crisis, and it wasn't pretty to be around here. The first day when I came, I met some friends in the first few weeks, Iranian. Of course, they find you, you are fresh from country, they want to be friends, they get you their groups. I'm like, I'm not here to be part of the group. I want to, number one, I want to learn language. And I cut myself away from the group. It was tough for me, but it was good for me because I did that one because I wanted to hang out with more like American, other culture, to learn language. Second thing I did was right away, again, I always break the boundaries. I told my brother I don't want to stay with them in the apartment. I want to get myself almost like you put the fish to the new tank to adjust the temperature, food, environment. I want to get out and feel the cold and hot, feel what is out there for me. So for me, my strength was here also that 2 years of in the military, 2 years in Iran. That helped me a lot. It made me my skin thicker. Because, for example, I could say, okay, some worst case, I can sleep on the street. I know how I can protect myself. Like I had days in the college, I used to survive based on the canned tuna and coffee. I couldn't afford anything else. Food, it was shocking, especially the meat with the rare, medium rare, bloody, because we raised, eating all braised meat. And also how much people they go out, eat outside. There was no time to cook. So the system gets you right away. You want it or not.
That was Hossein Zahre Khiabani, owner and chef of Zahre at Fly Trap in San Francisco, recalling his first days as an immigrant to the United States. Do you have a first days in America story? I bet you do. Maybe someone in your family does. Share it with us online. Just look for the orange record button at theworld.org or post your story on Twitter with the hashtag #firstdays, all one word.